In news, Ohio State Highway Patrol troopers were called out Sunday to Golf Course Road around 11:40 a.m. for a motorcycle crash. Trooper Michael Maddox says that the motorcycle driven by a Sugar Creek man had been traveling eastbound when he tried to make a turn. However, he lost control, causing that bike to overturn, ejecting the driver and passenger. And the police chief of an Ohio village says that he was immediately wary of a fake check that was sent to him through the mail and warns others to be aware of the scam. Newtown Police Chief Tom Seenan says that the check for more than $1,000 came through Priority Mail, but he wasn't expecting any money. Now, he used the internet to find out that the payer was fake, but that the bank is real. And he called the bank and alerted them to the scam. He says that cashing it could have exposed his routing numbers. And the police chief in the village just east of Cincinnati recommends using the internet to check out those claiming to send money. And that's a look at headlines. For more news, you can go to WTUZ.com.
That's right. Thank you, Mary. And remember, we're always available on social media. That is Facebook, Twitter, and the new revamped Instagram page.
We have so much.
For WTUZ. Mary, we are very busy.
I know.
Here in Z Country. Hey, you're back here again, Mary. Saving the day. Saving the newsroom.
Yeah, it hit me harder this morning. I did not want to get up at all.
It's easier after you get some rest over the weekend and you're like, yeah, Monday I can get up a little early. But then
it's all good.
After you do it the next day and the day after that. And the day after that. Hey, don't you take a vacation soon? Like, aren't you? Don't next week you leave?
I'm out of here this Thursday.
Wait, hold on. This Thursday you're
gone. This Thursday.
What if Michelle's not back? Then what happens?
I guess you're doing the news.
Hey, now. Nobody wants that again.
A whole morning show by yourself.
Nobody, trust me, I don't want to do that, and nobody wants to hear that. But are you going anywhere? Staycation or what?
I'm going out to Missouri.
Look at you.
Yeah.
M-I, crooked letter, crooked letter.
Mm-hmm.
O-U-R-I. No one can do it better. It's from a Nelly song back in the day.
Okay.
What's in Missouri?
Some family.
Very cool.
Yeah.
You'll enjoy getting away.
Yes, and, I hope so.
And just sort of, not having to work at all, but two, just getting your mind off of everything, because we get in this routine with the day-to-day and so it'll be nice for you. I'm happy for you, Mary. Yeah,
have a bit of a change. Have the stress of traveling instead. And you know, I'm looking forward to going out, but coming back because we gain an hour when we go back or go out. But then when we come back, we lose an hour. So the time is going to be,
you'll be on that central time. It's not that big of a difference, really.
It's not, but it still hits you hard.
I'll tell you, because I lived in Texas for quite some time. Yeah. Don't know if you've ever heard. But that is also on central time. Well, the part I lived in, it is.
Okay.
Which was Beeville, Texas. But anyway, everything is just basically pushed back an hour until you get further west. Then, Pacific time, they do their own thing. Instead of the 11 o'clock news, like we have here in Ohio, it would just be the 10 o'clock news.
10 o'clock.
In Texas, or I'm sure anywhere else in the central time zone. But then Letterman and Leno, when they were both still on, because obviously they're not on anymore. Shows how old I am. So when Fallon and who else is James Corden? Who else is there? Jimmy Kimmel. When all those folks are on, it came on at 10:30. 10:35 is the official start time. Instead of here, obviously, 11:35. But when you get further out west, they do. They live on their own schedule in their own time.
Yeah. Now, see, you mentioned that the part of Texas that you were in was on central time. That's insane to me how, a state, even though it's a big state, can be split, time. Here's the line, if you live in that house.
Yeah.
But if you live in, that'd be horrible.
I'll be honest with you. When I was driving to Texas, so I get into the central time zone and then go back an hour. And I'm thinking to myself the whole time that Texas was still in a different time zone.
Yeah.
I guess the mountain time zone. So I'm driving there the whole time, and I never gained that extra hour. It never set back another hour.
Mm-mm.
And I'm thinking to myself, wait, is this still in the central time zone?
What happened?
Didn't even know what time zone I was moving to. I just up and left.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty funny. Hey, I heard you mention this yesterday, morning quickie time.
Oh.
The dude who was taking a nice little ambulance ride because he got busted
with
cocaine and Maybe
what
had
a moron.
Maybe had a little too much. I guess we can call him a dumb criminal, right?
What an idiot.
Sound clip says it all for us. 22-year-old Joshua Bragg, he's been found. Authorities have now taken him in after he escaped from the back of an ambulance in Medina. Authorities now have him back in custody. Now, what happened was Sunday evening, he unbuckled himself from an ambulance after he was thrown in there. After he had a little fun with some cocaine he was in possession of. And then sheriff's officials, though, confirmed yesterday that he was back in custody, but no details were given on how he was caught. But you had the sheriff's office, Medina and Medina Township Police, State Highway Patrol all looking for this guy yesterday.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how and where he was actually caught in the circumstances.
Yeah, listen, that just from stories that I have read, obviously, cocaine is one heck of a drug.
Yeah.
And dude's jumping out of the back of an ambulance, going on a foot race.
Yeah,
all speeding out. Good luck catching that guy. They eventually did once he came down off of his high.
Good job, law enforcement.
Hey, this crazy story. A couple of teen girls, okay, at a home in Columbus, ring a doorbell, say, oh, you know, we're out for a walk, but we really have to use the bathroom, this, that, or the other. An old couple answers the door. So the old couple lets the teen girls in to use the restroom. And then they come out, brandishing handguns, and rob the old couple. This is a very true story. Yes, authorities say the robbery happened in a home around Columbus, just a suburb there, Saturday at around 4 p.m. The girls rang the doorbell, just like I said, had to use the potty, came out holding guns, pointed them at a 78-year-old man, his wife, and their 12-year-old grandson. They demanded cash, jewelry. Then they left the scene with a small amount of money. The search continues, though, for those two, what they're calling teenage girls.
What in the world? I believe that they were teens because, I mean, I'm not going to let an adult in my house, like a younger person,
and
maybe.
You're probably more inclined to let a female anyways than a male into your home, no matter if you are a male still or not. Say if I answer the door and a guy wants to come in to use the bathroom, I'm like, dude, you can go pee around the corner if you want. Sometimes where I go, where see where the dogs go, I have a fenced-in backyard. I have a nice bush and a tree that I hide behind. You can go back there. Mm-hmm. But no, if a female knocks on the door, I'll say, yeah, I guess you can use the bathroom upstairs, right?
Yeah, whatever. And adding in an age factor, you know, I mean, if it's a younger person, you're sure, why not? An adult.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to be like, you're an adult. You can't hold it. Like, what?
Be careful. Now if any girl or teenage girl comes to the door, I'm saying, listen, you can go out back too. Use some leaves if you want. Be careful you don't use any poison ivy back there.
I have a designated spot. You'll know it when you see it.
You'll know it when you see it and smell it. You see the flies hovering around it and everything else. When I was gone in Florida, we had heat here, just like we had heat in Florida. But now, all that heat, the folks on the West Coast and the Southwest part of the country experiencing that heat. Yesterday, folks in Phoenix had temperatures approaching 120 degrees. Places in Arizona, anywhere between 112, 119 degrees. Texas, 108 degrees. That's what some folks are dealing with.
That's a little warm.
Yeah, authorities and power grid operators are warning folks out there on the Southwest and West Coast, California too, to like cut back on all their electricity usage. Because now listen, especially between the time of the day between 5 and 9, that's like peak hours for people to either watch TV, cook dinner, do some laundry, run the dishwasher, that kind of thing. Out west and where this heat wave is, they're telling folks, don't even do that stuff. If you want to run your air conditioner, do it, but try not to run all other
don't do it
appliances inside your home. Could blow something, especially in that heat.
Yeah.
Don't want to do that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people can say whatever they want about Ohio weather, but, you know, I'm good with us being, you know, usually in the 80s to 90s and not having a real problem of worrying about, you know, well, you got to turn off your stuff, and I'm fine with Ohio weather. That's cool with me.
When you have heat like that, it can really take your breath away. It can be suffocating.
Oh, I bet.
Really, to be honest with you. I experienced it when I lived down in the South. I mean, there'd be times it's 10 a.m. and it's already 85, 90 degrees, and the humidity makes it feel like it's about 100. That's one part I don't miss.
Yeah.
But then again, when December rolls around and it's 70 degrees there, you're like, you really do miss that part of it, I guess.
I don't know. It just wouldn't be like winter time if there was no cold and snow and ice.
Thanks for bringing all that
snow.
Up. Thanks
you're
for
welcome.
Doing that.
It's a little thought because we're almost into August, so we got to start thinking about
it. Yeah, where has the summer gone?
I don't know.
Really?
What'd you do with it?
I wish I could tell you what I did with it. Wish I could. Anyways, today it's going to be like 100 degrees in Beeville, Texas.
Oh, nice.
So, with no rain. Never rains there anyways.